It's time for exciting high school basketball on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA. Follow your favorite Hoops team all season long as we strive to bring you the most exciting girls and boys basketball games in northeastern Kansas, all the way to the state tournament and March Madness. The following is an exclusive presentation of high school basketball and is proudly sponsored by our area sports booster.
Hey!
Here now live and direct from the court is KNZA Sports Director Justin Fluke.
Y'all ready for this?
As the March Madness continues and postseason basketball rolls along, there's no time to take a break, no day off on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Tonight we might be about the only game in Northeast Kansas, but it's coming to you live in a Class 4A girls sub-state semifinal. The Atchison Lady Red hosting the Holton Wildcats. Glad to have you along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by the coach John Holliday, and also streaming on the Holton channel with live audio and video tonight with Michael Kimberlin and Don McDaniel helping us out there. The Holton Lady Wildcats are 9 wins and 11 losses, but the number 3 seed. And so they're on the road here to take on the Atchison Lady Red, who only got 14 regular season games in. They won 8 of those and lost 6 of those, but they get the home nod as the number 2 seed by win percentage here tonight. A couple of second-year head coaches. Blaine Clardy is the head man for the Atchison Lady Red, who won 7 games last year, 7-14, so they've had an improved second season, but a roster that is pretty thin. Atchison, in fact, only suiting up 8 for their postseason roster, and of those 8, 4 of them are freshmen. So half of the girls on the varsity team are freshmen for the Holton Lady Wildcats under the direction of second-year head coach Kurt Heisler. The Wildcats finished 9-11. They have just a few seniors on their roster this year as well. They won't play any freshmen tonight, but could see a couple underclassmen on the floor here this evening. Well, last night, a big Holton boys victory. That was at home against Atchison. Same teams, different venue tonight. Girls matchup tonight, Mr. Holliday. Should be a good one.
It should be, and it's one of those things when you look on paper, you know, probably, you know, if you look at the brackets, the boys we talked about last night, it's a loaded bracket. There was 4 teams in there that are going to have a chance to move on, and you know, we got Holton and Wamego on the boys' side playing the championship game on Friday. Girls is somewhat the same way, I mean, probably not the luster with the records and with the style of plays that we see on the boys' side. You got 4 girls teams that you know, they're just workmanlike. You know, Atchison's got a winning record this year, first time in a while for them. They've got a post player that's pretty good that we'll talk about as we get a little farther into the broadcast. But you know, their schedule's probably not as good or as battle tested as what the Holton Wildcats are. And Holton, you know, playing in the Big 7 when you have to play the Nemahas and the Sabethas and the Jeff Wests and you know, on and on and on. Every game they've played, I like the matchup for Holton on this particular night, but just because of the schedule they've played. And there, you know, on the other side, you've got Hayden, who's always plays a great bracket, great schedule, and then Wamego, who's had a really good year in their league. So 4 pretty evenly matched girls teams, and we started tonight in Atchison. I've got great memories of this place. We've talked coming over here. This was 94. We got out of this gym to go to the state tournament. So hopefully the girls can do the same thing tonight.
You bet. And this matchup is, of course, a new one this year, but teams that have played the last couple of seasons. That was the first game of the year, the last couple of campaigns, and now meeting in sub-state. And you talked about the Big 7 League. You know, it dawned on me last night that all the Big 7 League girls teams are still alive in the second round of sub-state, except Hiawatha, and they got beat by a Big 7 League team in Jeff West. But maybe what folks didn't expect was a couple underdog victories as Prairie LeCompton girls won at number 3 seed Burlington. And then last night in Class 2A, Riverside won as the number 7 seed at ACCHS. It was a 15-win team. So that certainly speaks volumes about the Big 7 League. But we see it almost every year in every sport. It seems like especially when it turns time for the postseason. The word battle-tested, I think, is key because the teams normally have success from this league.
Well, the Big Seven, you go back and you look through the, you know, past history, the state champions have come out of this, the Big Seven League. It's on and on and on. We had a great run. Sebethus had a great run. Nemaha Central's had a great run. Jeff West made the state championship game, came up short a little bit of times, but Roll Valley with their state championship a couple years ago. Boy, it's just night in, night out with the coaches that they're in the league and the athletes are in the league. It's just once you get out of your league and you get to sub-state and to the state tournament, you're not going to see anybody better. I know Coach Hodgson was just here a little bit ago, and we just were talking about it, you know, that battle testing. You're not going to see anybody better in 4A than Nemaha Central. You're not going to see anybody in our sub-state better than Sebethas and the Jeff West. And so he's ready to go. I think his girl's ready to go. He brought that up. They're healthy. They got some rest a little bit last week, so hopefully a fresh legs, and they'll play that way tonight.
Yeah, the Holton girls haven't played in now a full week since beating Perry LeCompton by 6 to end the regular season. The Holton girls actually finished the regular season with 3 straight wins and 4 of their last 5, resulting in victory. The winner of this one, as Coach mentioned, gets either Wamego or Hayden. Hayden playing at Wamego tonight. That game in this Substate 4A Championship will be played on Saturday at 3 p.m. Let's take a timeout right now as our pregame presented by Boomer Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night. Boomer Steakhouse just off Highway 75 in Holton. We'll get you the starting lineups and more pregame tip-off between Holton and Atchison girls coming up next here on KNZA Hiawatha.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Have you heard? Family Practice Associates is now named Holton Family Medicine, Hoyt Family Medicine, and Wetmore Family Medicine. While it's a new name, we are still dedicated to providing quality care to our friends and neighbors. We are still personally invested in your communities, serving you through compassion and knowledgeable health care. We are still here to show you the difference between treatment and care. Count on Holton, Hoyt, Wetmore, Family Medicine to provide personalized care with hometown heart. Quality care, close to home.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Set, three-pointer, bang! Oh, no! Are you serious?
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
And welcome back to Atchison High School. Justin Fluke, John Holliday with you as the Holton Lady Cats get set to take on the Atchison Lady Red. Let's kind of look at this matchup and maybe the keys. And if we start with Atchison, the key is certainly one player, a 5'11 junior, Katie Harris. Pretty unbelievable stats, averaging 19 points and 15 rebounds per game. Next tie on the team is Presley Simpson, one of the freshmen, averaging just under 10 points per ball game. But, wait, what do you think, Coach, when you go into a game like this and you know that one player scores so many points and try to kind of focus on shutting that player down and making somebody else beat you?
Well, and that's the thing. You just got to know where she's at. You know, as a post player, you confront her, you can play behind her, you can put her in a sandwich. You know, Coach Oster talked a little bit about pressure in the guards and thinking maybe they can put the pressure on the guards and make it tough for an entry pass. but you sure can't lose her. You know, she's a girl that, you know, even 2 years ago playing against her as a freshman, she was a load. She's a good player. She's a kid that has some energy, and if her freshman can feed off of that, they could be a tough out tonight.
As for the Holton Lady Wildcats, they seem to be playing some of their best basketball here in the second half of the season, just as any team or coach or fan would want. Mentioned they've won three in a row and four out of the five, but what's kind of been the key to Holton getting rolling and kind of finding what's working best for them and kind of a second half surge here?
Well, the thing that I've seen with them is Lindsay Wisdom. Boy, she has really come on. They inserted her in the lineup as you brought her off the bench. The Hiawatha game, she had double figure scoring almost every night out. She's been averaging double figures and rebounds. She's been a double-double girl, and she's really taken a lot of the pressure off Sadie Tanking in the scoring department. She's really taken some pressure off Macy Patch in the scoring department, giving them a third, fourth cog for scoring, which is something the Holton struggled with. You know, before, Holton was struggling at 30, probably averaging about 30 points a game in a lot of games, and boy, the last four or five games, they've been up the 40s, up the 50s, just being able to score some points and have some other options. They get to the foul line. They've been shooting the free throws very, very well. And obviously with Katie Harris, we're going to have to keep her off the glass. We're going to have to make sure that she doesn't get second chance points with their offense.
Holton led by Sadie Tanking, 11 points per ball game. Macy Batch scoring about 7. And Lindsay Wisdom, as Coach mentioned, the sophomore, now up to a 6-point per game average, really surging here down the stretch. We're streaming online, worldwide, and free at MSCSports.net. Holton, the visitors, are in their road blues tonight with the white numerals and letters. For the Atchison Lady Red, they're in their home white uniforms with the red numerals and letters trimmed in gold. It's Holton and Atchison. Atchison 8-6, Holton 9-11. The losers done for the season. The winner advances to Saturday and just one win closer to state, as they will play at 3 o'clock in the sub-state championship game coming up this weekend. We're going to take one final timeout. Again, our pregame brought to you by Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Boomer's Steakhouse just off Highway 75 in Holton. So we're going to take one more timeout as they do the national anthem. We'll come back with the starting lineups presented by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview, and then we'll tip it off. It's girls 4A sub-state basketball coming up next here on KNZN.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Holton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Atchison. Justin Fluke, the coach, John Holliday with you. Holton and Atchison set for the 4A girls substate semifinal. Here's the starting lineups. Holton, the visitors tonight, they will start 5'5 senior Paige Paxton. Also starting is Sadie Tanking, a 5'9 senior. Brooke Llewellyn, a 5'10 sophomore. Macy Patch, a 5'9 junior. And Emma Barnett, a 5'6 senior. Barnett, Patch, Llewellyn, Tanking, and Paxton for the 9 and 11 Lady Wildcats. For the Atchison girls and Coach Blaine Clarity, second-year head coach as well. Their starters include 5'4 senior guard Zamaria Herring, 5'9 senior Kinley Liggett. Also starting is 5'9 senior Celia Smith, 5'11 junior Katie Harris, and 5'7 freshman Presley Simpson. So with four of the eight players for Atchison being freshmen on the varsity substate roster, one of them will have to start. Three seniors, but Katie Harris, their main cog, the 5'11 junior, 19 points, 15 boards a game. For the home team in white, we're set to begin as Holton will have the basketball at midcourt out of bounds. We hope you enjoy it. Still working, by the way, on getting the live video feed on Facebook for the Holton channel and MSCSports.net up and going. But, of course, you can listen to the live audio while we continually work on that video. Michael Kimberlin working hard to get it going. We ran into some problems here in Atchison High. Holton with the ball to start it. They'll move left to right on your radio dial. Here's Barnett against Atchison's 2-3 zone. Willing on the far side to Tanking up top. Back over to Brooke. Working the high post area is Patch. He now steps out to get the basketball and touches it to Tanking up top for three. That one off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Atchison, and the Redmen will move from, or the Lady Red, I guess, will move from right to left now. Simpson setting things up near side to Liggett. And Holton going to start man-to-man tonight, Coach.
Well, that's what Coach Hartzler talked about that when we talked to him before the game. He said about put some pressure on, try to get the guards to put some pressure on, making a tough entry pass to the post, and Sadie Tanking picks up a quick early first foul.
Clock showing 7:13 to go here in the first quarter. Still no score. Atchison will have it on the far sideline. Holton stays man-to-man here defensively. Holton averaging 38 points per game. Atchison actually scoring about 47 points per ball game. A lot different competition. Down the lane, the shot missed by Simpson, and the rebound comes to Tanking. Atchison won their final two games of the regular season as well. Pretty handily. Here's Tanking all the way left side, drawing the foul, and that's on Katie Harris. So that's the top player for each team going right at each other, and both now have a foul. It'll be Tanking to the line for the Cats to shoot two.
And both teams are getting the shots they want. Sadie had an open three in first possession. She gets to the rim, gets fouled, goes free throw line, and misses the first one.
Tanking 69% this season at the charity stripe. Team fouls even at one. Atchison beat Casey Wyandotte 56-16 to end the regular season. Tanky missed them both, but an offensive rebound by Patch. So Holton will get an extra possession, but then a carry of the basketball called against Patch. So Holton with their first turnover of the game. Missing a couple free throws. A little jitters. We saw that in the guys' game last night. Took both teams a while to kind of relax and settle in when your season's on the line now.
Well, especially when you've had a week off. I mean, that's, we saw that last night, obviously, with the boys. Actually, both boys. But you're seeing the same thing with the girls. We got Atchison with a turnover. A little sloppy right now, but I think you're going to see them calm down and start playing some basketball here shortly. You just need one shot to go in, and the lid comes off, and off we go.
And we saw that last night for sure when the three-pointers started raining there in the second quarter. So one turnover on each team and still no score. 90 seconds in. Here's a long two by Paige Paxton. Banked it in off the glass, and the Wildcats take first blood.
Great skip pass against the zone. Let Paige have a lot of time to get her feet set. I'm not sure she called glass, but they all count the same.
Here's Harris working it against Patch. Tries to drive left of the lane. Now without the dribble, Patch poked it away, and Paxton picks it up. Back-to-back turnovers on the Lady Red. Holton looking to add to a lead. 2 minutes gone by. It's Paxton again. Another shot, same spot, same result.
Oh,
but this time they need the glass.
Well, it's amazing what confidence does for a kid. She caught that thing, was ready to shoot after the first one went in. That one looked great.
Harris has it and flips it over to Smith. Elias Smith, the 5'9 senior, now left baseline, and a travel called as Kidney Liggett went to take off. That's three turnovers now on Atchison. Holton leads 4-0, and that'll lead to a timeout called by Atchison head coach Blaine Clarity. It's 4-0 Holton, and the Wildcats will have the ball when we come back. Our first timeout of the night presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack, online at popcorngifts.net. We return in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Dustin Fluke alongside the coach, John Holliday, as it's Paige Paxton again. Missed it, but an offensive rebound by Emma Barnett. Holton getting a bonus possession with a 4-0 lead here in Atchison. First two shots were made by Paige Paxton, but missed her third, and now Holton loses it. The steal by Herring up the court with the lay-in as she shows the speed, capitalizing on the Holton mistake.
Yes, she did. And that's just what Atchison needed out of the timeout. Defense to getting some offense for them, getting them on the scoreboard.
Starting five still out there for the Lady Cats, but subs waiting to come in. That lineup presented by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Left elbow, shot for Patch, clean look, but it's too strong. Rebound in the lane as Herring ripped it away and then got fouled, pushed to the floor. I think Barnett will pick up this personal. It's foul number two against Holton, who leads it by a score of 4-2. Into the game for the Cats comes Amariah Allen, a 5'7 junior. And also for Holton, Lindsey Wisdom, 5'9 sophomore, that's been key off the bench, as we've noted earlier here tonight.
That's something that the bench for Holton has been playing extremely well. Just to let them be deeper, give them a few more fouls to get through and some fresh legs for every ball game.
They get out to Simpson, fake the three, but she slid the pivot foot there and turned it over for the fourth time. Now Atchison has turned a possession over, and Stacy Bond will make an appearance, a 5'6 junior, as Holton's brought three in off the bench. Atchison still has their starting five out there. They certainly don't have as deep a bench. Height-wise, the teams match up pretty well. Here's Patch down low, facing the basket, tightly defended. Now the turnaround jumper, no good, rebounded by Katie Harris.
That was well defended by Celia Smith. Then a turnover, and Amariah has it.
Well, three on two here, but Harris got the deflection. Now Tanking gets it right side. Chips off the window and in. Timeout Holton as Sadie Tanking takes it back. So a couple more turnovers there, but the Cats now leading 6-2 with 4:04 left here in the first quarter.
I'm not sure I've ever...
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
Find out how Don Fade in Holton and Dan Lears in Hiawatha can help with your auto, home, and life insurance needs.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kirk Kilman. Justin Fluke, John Holliday with you. Still working on the video feed, but the live audio worldwide and free at MSCSports.net. Click KNZA. Here's a drive in the lane, Atchison, and they get the friendly bounce. Kinley Liggett scores for the first time, and Holton Fleet is now just 6-4. The coaches have called a timeout here in the first 4 minutes. Now a three by Tanking, and that's short. Rebound, though, by the Cats. Patch stuck in the lane, and they're going to call her for the travel.
Starting to see why Atchison scored some points. They got downhill a couple times, a little floater there. That's a tough shot for a girl especially to make, but boy, she looked good doing it.
Holton's going to come with a little full-court pressure now as Atchison looks to handle it here, and they do get it across midcourt. Kinley Liggett now back to the trailer. That's Presley Simpson. Freshman dribbles up top against the Cats, who now going to play a little zone defense. Now another touch foul guarding Presley Simpson just a bit too tightly. It's team foul number three on the Wildcats. 3:20 left to go here in the first frame.
Well, something else that these three officials are going to call a tight game. I mean, they're just the way they do it. That would be a scouting report that you'd have up on the board. You can't be reaching here because they're going to call hand checks. They're going to call reach fouls.
Arian has it, tightly defended by Allen to get the touch, and Tankin gets the steal and then a foul. And calling for maybe a quick little rest. Kinley Liggett looks over to the bench, or maybe just saying my bad. As for Atchison, I've got six turnovers on the Lady Red already here in this game. All started with a little pressure by Allen, and then Tankin anticipating the pass, able to intercept it and foul before she could take off up the floor. Holton leading 6-4, Tankin, Allen, Flewelling back in. The ball down, though, here to Wisdom, who tried to find Flewelling coming to the basket. Also Bond on the left wing for the Holton 5 out there right now, and Coach Eisler. Allen off the dribble, leaves it back to Flewelling, and now Bond up top into the foul line area. The kick out. Here's a 3 by Allen from Tankin. That missed badly. And another foul by the official at half court, calling some contact underneath the basket. And you're right, Coach, it's going to be called tight. I guess, in a way, that might favor Holton because Atchison certainly doesn't have the depth in the bench that the Wildcats do.
That's true. That's a quick 2 fouls on Stacey Bond. She's not going to get much playing time rest of the half. But you got to understand, this is the way it's going to be called. You're going to have to adjust to it.
6 fouls in just over 5 minutes. Atchison breaking the full court pressure. The pass by Herring to Harris, who hasn't been able to touch it much on offense. Now a 3 by Simpson. That banks in on the right wing. Presley Simpson with her 20th triple of the year. Atchison with their first lead of the night.
Well, I guess Holton gets one, so now turnabout's fair play.
7-6. Atchison has scored 5 straight to take the lead. Tankin on the baseline, looking inside. Nothing there. Now Flewelling to Allen. Near side quickly. The ball reversed to Paxton. Paxton just came back in, scored the first 4 for the Cats. Flewelling along 2, and that'll count. Brooke Flewelling drops it in, the third different Wildcats to score, and another lead change is Holton back up by 1.
And that's a good sign for Holton. The more players they get to score, the better off they're going to be.
Herring in the backcourt, around the pressure, now to Harris. Allen is right there with her, Flewelling helping defensively. Harris takes off, gets to the low block, forced it up and in. Not an easy shot, but Harris is in the scorebook. She's the fourth different Atchison player to score, averaging 19 a game, and just got her first 2.
And you can see by that move why she can score 19 a game. She started the three-point line, went left-hand side, and Sadie misses a shot. And Presley with a rebound.
Seems like Holton's shots are going up pretty quickly in the possessions. Now a 3 by Liggett, no good, but a long rebound comes to Herring here on the near side. 9-8, Atchison with the lead and the basketball. Just over a minute to go here in the quarter, and the Redmen lose this one out of bounds. That's turnover number 7 now for the Atchison girls as Allen goes out. Barnett comes back in, and for the Lady Red, Ariona Boldridge, a 5'5 freshman, will make the first appearance off the Atchison bench here tonight.
Yeah, I like to, as I watch a game, body language tells you a lot. Right now, Holton looks a little gassed right now. He may need a quick breather.
Baseline jumper from 8 is good for Emma Barnett.
Or a deuce from Emma.
A lot of players contributing offensively for both teams. That's our 4th lead change as we go back and forth. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Holton. Lady Red will have it. Now it's the Wildcats leading by a point with 45 seconds left here in the opening quarter. Liggett will throw it in on the near sideline. Simpson gets it and will work here against Flewelling. Holton started man-to-man but then went zone. We had 2 early timeouts in this game. There's a skip pass, nearly went out of play, but Liggett saved it in. Now back to Simpson. Clock under 30 seconds remaining. That ball came up high and a good call by the official from behind it. It is a carry. 8 turnovers on Atchison, only 3 on Holton. That's a pretty big difference here early on.
Well, that's huge, and that's the thing about it is they've shown they can score, but obviously if the ball's out of bounds to Holton, there's no way that ball's going to get a chance to get to the rim.
Paxton near side, now flips it to the far wing. Tankin, hard bounce pass into Wisdom. Takes a look, drives down the lane. Tough shot off the window, no. Rebound Barnett, back up high. Some contact, missed it. Another rebound, Tankin will shoot and score. Holton got 3 attempts and a couple big offensive rebounds.
And a nice pass, and then a steal.
That's the end of the quarter. Tankin has 4 points, making her second field goal there on a nice putback as Holton crashing the boards and now leading by 3 at the end of one quarter. Our score is Holton Girls 12 and Atchison 9. This is a full one-minute timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
On the line. You've probably heard this phrase many times. For the Kansas Turf team, it means everything. Authenticity, commitment, integrity, and community are all part of being on the line. Kansas Turf, and now its national brand, Mammoth Sports Construction, have been on a mission to do just that, providing the home field advantage to their clients. If your school or community is ready to take that next step of being on the line, visit Kansas Turf's new website, mammothturf.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the second quarter we go. Justin Fluke, John Holliday back with you here in Atchison, and a steal by Holton to begin the second quarter. Sadie tanking another steal coast to coast, a big collision, and a blocking foul as she went to shoot on the left low block. And tanking going to head to the line to shoot two. Wildcats leading 12-9 here against Atchison.
Boy, when you get defense to turn to offense, that's a huge plus, and hopefully with the free throw, Holton's going to do just that. It's Coach Hotcher. Quick change. I mean, he started, says he's going to go man. He started man, and didn't take him long to get back to the zone pressure and the zone look. And it's played dividends since he's made that change.
First free throw good for Tank. Second free throw spins in there as well. Sadie now with six. She's 2 of 4 at the line. The only player that's attempted a free throw in this half. We have had a total of 7 fouls, 4 of those on Holton, but 10 turnovers now against Atchison, the biggest difference. Wildcats lead by 5. Here's Simpson, bounce pass over to Boldridge, far corner. This is Liggett for 3, no good, and a nice rebound on the backside by Paige Paxton. Tanking hustles ahead from left to right, passes to Flewelling, a long 2, quick shot, this one no good. Rebound in the lane for Liggett, who lobs it ahead to Herring on the run. She'll stop and pop, a long 2, that's no good, an air ball, and rebound again by Paxton. Boy, Paige making a big difference at the first 2 shots for Holton and a few rebounds now as well.
Exactly, and I tell you what, that's huge in sub-state play. And the biggest thing is one and done.
Patch back in. She'll kick out. Tanking going to try a tray. That's no good. And a long rebound to the far side. It'll go out of bounds. And, you know, we talk about Paxton stepping it up. I mean, she's a senior. You expect that from your girls when their potential last basketball game of the season is on the line.
Well, there's just something about it. You know, we talked about that last night. The intensity level goes up. The juices get to flowing. And some great things can happen during the game.
Another travel call. As Harris got a touch in the high post, kicked it out to Liggett, and she's called for the walk. 11 turnovers on Atchison, and they're trying to get Harris involved. Is it the Holton defense, or what's the deal with Harris not getting many touches, let alone shot attempts here so far for Atchison?
Number one, I think Atchison's, a lot of their kids have not been afraid to pull the trigger. They've thrown some shots up, but when you have 11 turnovers, that just eliminated 11 touches Harris is going to get. And the Holton defense has been excellent from the standpoint that she hasn't been open, and the defense has been fantastic.
Holton looking inside. Patch gets it, dribbles to the basket, up and missed the shot. Tried to get her own rebound, but it's tipped out in the Lady Red control. 6:15 left to go here in the first half. Holton's biggest lead now, a 5-point advantage at 14-9. Harris hands it back to Simpson and over to Herring. They give a little room on the perimeter. Harris touch pass. Herring will shoot it and missed it. Rebound by Sadie. Holton, long pass up the court. Paxton catches it. Nice fake shot. Down low to Patch. Faces the basket. Finds Barnett at the foul line. Out to Tanky. Now left of the lane. Llewellyn fakes. She dishes into Barnett. Power dribble. Shot up. No good. Rebound by Harris. High percentage shot. You'll take it every time.
Yeah,
Holton
got
to use the glass when they're getting those shots in the paint.
No, a lot of shot fakes, which is great to see. And it gets action moving a little bit. Hopefully they're going to hit one here shortly.
Liggett thought about a 3. The fake tray by Simpson, who drives, runner in the lane. No good. Harris rebound. Put back. She didn't use the glass. Got her own miss. Tries it again, and that one rolls through. Second basket for Katie Harris in Atchison within one possession.
worst trouble about it. They did a great job defensively. Harris didn't touch the ball, but she gets two offensive rebounds and finally scores.
Get past to Sadie Tanking with just over 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Up top, Paxton over to Sadie, ready to shoot. That's a three ball off the front of the rim. And neither team, actually, Atchison made one, but Holton is 0 for 4 now from behind the half moon. Lob nearly stolen. Patch got a touch, and it does wind up in the hands of Llewellyn. 12 turnovers now on Atchison. Here's Tanking for the Lady Cats, who move left to right in the Road Blues, the number 3 seed in this 4A sub-state. Get past Tanking. Wide open. Why not? And that one in and out. Rudely coughed up, but an offensive board by Patch. Now Tanking in the lane. She's open. She shoots this one at the elbow, and that's no good. Can't complain about the shot selection.
No, shot's been fantastic. Just haven't hit anything. The ball's been moving. The kids have been very unselfish with the basketball. Like to see you get the ball at the high post against that zone. I think they'll find some more openings at that point if they can do that.
Sadie, a competitor. She takes a deep sigh, heading back down to the defensive end. Slapped her hands together in frustration. She does have a couple steals, couple rebounds. Here's a Harris three. That's no good. High rebound. Great job by Patch to use body control, keeping it in front of her and securing the board.
Boy, the one and done's just been great. I mean, the only time, any time that Atchison gets second, third opportunities, they're scoring.
Tanking over to Paxton. 3:45 left here in the second quarter. Holton leading 14-11. They were up three as well at the end of the first. Here's a Tanking three, and that's good. Shooter's got to keep shooting. Instead of the sigh and the frustrated slap of the hands, this time it's the big fist pump in the air, and oh, yeah, for Tanking, let's go.
That was a nice set. They got Barnett set a screen and threw a skip pass to Sadie for the easy three.
Holton's first triple of the night. Sadie's made 28 three-point shots this season. And Holton going to substitute three players in. Is that time Atchison just lobbing it in the lane. Harris there, but amongst about three different defenders, they just wanted her to kind of go out, beat everybody for the basketball.
And Holton did a great job defensively. Emma Barnett picks up her second foul, which isn't a good thing, but they're trying to get Harris the basketball, and you see that on the inbounds play as well.
Stacey Bond back in with two personal fouls. Patch and Tanking stay. Wisdom back in the game, and Amariah Allen has returned to the floor as well. Holton up by a half dozen now at 17-11. Holding it is Simpson, and the near steal it is taken away by Amariah Allen. The great defense continues for the Cats. Allen will set up shop. Nobody within a 10-foot area of her top of the key. Here's Tank another three, and Sadie's catching fire. She has now scored 8 of her 12 here in the second quarter, and a full timeout by Atchison High as the Holton girls are up by 9.
Boy, they've been shooting and shooting, and now the lid's off, and Sadie's hit back-to-back triples from the same spot. They're going to have to find her. Now, obviously, Atchison will have to have a chance. They're going to have to get Sadie shut down because right now she's feeling it.
Shooter's got to keep shooting. 3:03 left, second quarter. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Holton 20, Atchison 11 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Nikki from the Pines in Holton. If you're looking for flexible scheduling and an amazing team to work with, please apply for a position at the Pines. CNA and CMA positions are available, offering competitive wages, night shift differential, supplemental health insurance benefits, paid time off, and more. Become a part of the Pines family by picking up an application at either location. For further information, check us out on Facebook, The Pines of Holton. At the Pines, it's our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, the coach John Holliday, back with you here in Atchison. Special thanks to Michael Kimberlin, and also a shout-out to the voice of the Holton Channel, Jake Spalding, who was helping us out remotely. And I think we have the live video feed going on the Holton Channel as well, both on Facebook and on MSCSports.net. The Holton Channel with the live video now accompanying our audio. Holton kind of on a roll here, leading 20-11 with 2:45 in the clock moving. The Lady Red have the ball. Lob pass down low, tipped away. And Holton's defense coach has been fantastic.
It has been. They just keep extending it. They got Atchison operating from their half-court offense from 30 feet from the rim, and that's a great sign if you're a Holton fan.
14 turnovers now against Atchison High as Kurt Heisler signals out the play, and Amariah Allen will relay it to her team. She comes from left to right. Tanking has hit two threes and scored 8. Nice high-low. The dump down from Wisdom to Patch, and Macy's in the scorebook with her first two.
And that was that high post action. Boy, I tell you what, it looks wide open from where we're sitting at, because they're going to have to come up and guard that, and that makes the easy dump down.
It's a 10-2 run for the Lady Cats here in the second quarter, and a travel on Atchison. This time, Herring got caught, and Holton's pressure has helped force 15 Atchison turnovers here in the first half alone. Still 2:11 to go, and the score doubled up now at 22-11.
Yeah, right now, Holton's in another gear, and they're playing some great basketball.
Happened for the boys kind of in the second quarter
exactly.
Last night as well.
Something about the second quarter and Holton.
Wisdom tried to dribble through two defenders there and lost the handle. Holton's first turnover, I believe, here in the second stanza, their fourth one of the half. Lob touched away again, and it'll stay with Atchison as they're trying to make some passes into the paint, get some paint touches, but the passes haven't been great. Most of them have been lobs. They haven't seen any kind of bounce passes or anything, and Holton's defended that really well.
Another thing is they telegraphed it. We could see that, okay, we're going to throw it here, and it finally does it.
Harris fakes the three into the lane, a runner-up, and no, but she was fouled, and Katie Harris will have the first free throw attempts for Atchison here this evening. 1:47 to go. This is foul number six on Holton. Emma Barnett and Stacey Bond each have two. This is the first on Macy Patch. Harris, free throw shooter, good, 54% on the year. She's now got 5 points in the game and a second free throw pending. Harris, a couple dribbles. She's a southpaw. Shoots and scores. Harris now with 6.
And a good-looking stroke. You know, you just watch her. She's got has a nice touch on the basketball.
Ball reversed over to Bondo. Up top now, Allen. Near side tanking. Feeling it. Another 3!
She's on fire.
The dagger on the right wing from Sadie Tanking, who has her third 3 and 15 points now in the game.
Well, that's all the Holton boys have 4 threes in the second quarter. Girls going to match them.
Trying. Tanking's got them all from behind the arc for the Lady Cats, who now lead by a dozen. Harris holding it, and she'll take off with the dribble. Tightly defended by Patch, who's really played intense defense here. Now a 3 as the defense left Simpson. Her long shot no good. Harris reels in the rebound with one hand, and it's knocked away, but a foul will be called against Lindsay Wisdom, and that puts Atchison into the 1-1 bonus.
Got that on, they was on Wednesday. And, as you called, they're going to shoot free throws, but only a minute 6 left in the half. You can live with that.
It's in a 13-4 second quarter advantage right now as the 1-1 connects. And Katie Harris will have the bonus coming. Atchison is a team making 54% of their free throws this season. Harris shoots the majority of them, but that one spun out. Tanking had the rebound and a little push in the back. It's going to be the fourth foul against Atchison, so Holton will have it. With a little patience here. We're up 11 with 65 seconds left in this second quarter.
Well, one of the things that Holton done against this Atchison zone, they've reversed the basketball well. They've started getting some paint touches in high post. They had a dump down. They had a kick out. Doing exactly what you need to against this 2-3 zone to get some open looks. And patience is the key. You know, they don't get in a hurry.
It's Allen, Tanking, Bond, Wisdom, and Patch out there currently for Coach Heisler. Near side, Sadie has it. What a second quarter. 11 for her in this frame. Tanking has it in front of the Atchison bench. In for the first time, Madison Maybrier for the red. Here's a 3 by Allen, and that one no good. Offensive board by Wisdom. Out to Tanking, a long 2. That crawls in over the front of the rim. She's definitely got the shooter's touch going right now with 17 on the night.
Second chance points, which is something Atchison isn't getting, but Holton's done a great job on the glass, both ends.
Leading now by a Baker's dozen. Here's a Harris forced shot. That's no good. Great position by Tanking for the box out, and a foul here against Boldridge. Her first and team foul number 5. And now maybe Holton wanted to hold for the final shot of this half, leading by 13. Welling will come in replacing Bond here with 23 seconds to go.
It's just kind of that point. Boy, if Holton get a bucket here right before half, the dam could burst coming out in the third quarter.
Tanking in the lane. Wisdom looks. Nobody on her. Shoots, and it didn't go in, but a rebound by Fluelling. Power dribble kick out. Up top. Tanking claps. She gets it. She shoots, and she's human. That one missed, and the rebound out of bounds off of Atchison. So the Cats get yet another chance here to close the half with 4 seconds to go.
And Brooke Fluelling in her role. She's an energizer bunny. Keeps the ball alive. Gets a second chance And here with 4 seconds to go, run a set.
Into the 2-3 zone. Tankin will inbound. Gets it in the lane to Wisdom. Dribbles, puts it up, and score to beat the buzzer. A kiss off the window. First points for Lindsay Wisdom. But a huge second quarter for the Holton Lady Cats. They will head into the locker room leading 29-14.
Just what you want to have happen if you're a Holton fan. Boy, this second quarter was fantastic. And if Holton come out and just take control of the third quarter, they get advanced and go play Saturday night to get a chance to get to the state tournament. This is, you know, if you're Kurt Heister, and this is exactly you want your kids to play well. They're playing solid basketball, playing great defense. Offensive has been fantastic. Sharing the basketball, a lot of people scoring, and Sadie is on a roll.
Sadie has 17, and the lead is 15 as Holton gets a 17-5 second quarter advantage. They're up 29-14 here at the break. Halftime show coming up. First half stats, scoring summary, and more, all on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Zero turn with speed to burn. That's Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair. And all in-stock Hustlers are on sale now during their big spring sales event. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts built right here in Kansas. And ask about the layaway program at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holton is the name you have come to know and trust since 1983. With 5 auto body specialists, we strive for fast and flawless repairs. This is Derek Kirk. Our family-owned and operated business provides the personal attention and service that sets us apart. We'll even help with all the insurance work. We offer paintless dent removal and windshield chip repair, as well as complete collision repair and precision painting for all vehicles. Located in Holton, Kansas, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, taking the dents out of accidents.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And at halftime, the Holton girls lead 29-14 at Atchison. The winner will play at 3 o'clock Saturday against the winner of Wamego and Hayden for the right to advance the state in Class 4A. Well, again, kind of like last night, it was a little bit of a struggle early on for the two teams as turnovers by both squads and the shooting wasn't really quite there, but Holton able to lead through most of it. We did go back and forth. A one-point swing to each team led to 4 different lead changes, but Holton was up 12-9 at the end of one quarter, and they never trailed in the second stanza. Holton a 17-5 second quarter advantage, and of those 17 points, 13 of them were scored by Sadie Tankin, who hit 3 threes in the second quarter herself. Tankin has 3 more points than the entire Atchison squad does right now. We mentioned early, Paige Paxton, a senior, came out and made 2 early buckets for the Cats, and now you have another senior in Sadie Tankin that's really kind of taken over this game.
You know, we talked about that coming over here, and when we got here, you know, when you get out of the Big 7, the scouts aren't as good. Nobody's seen Sadie Tankin, and all of a sudden the door opens up for a lot of it has to do with her teammates who got her open. She's got some great screens. They'll run Sadie away from the basketball, set a screen for it against the 2-3 zone on the baseline, and then skip it to her for a wide-open look But, you know, the ball hasn't stuck. The ball's been moving. And Sadie's been taking advantage of it. You talk about her frustration. You know, that's the thing about a senior. She was mad at herself. She missed a couple shots. But you saw that frustration when she slapped her hands together. And since that point in time, she's been excellent.
No doubt. Here's the first half statistics brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. For year-round tax help that goes beyond just filing your tax return, trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side. That is the Optimized Tax Management Group. Still with appointments available, call Holton Tax Service with Mike Tankian and Kay Onder in Holton, or NEK Tax Services with Jacob Yingst and Gary Schlegel just west of Whiting. For the visiting Holton Lady Cats here at the break, Sadie Tankian has 17. Paige Paxton scored the first four, and then we got a two-point field goal each for Brooke Flewelling, Emma Barnett, Macy Patch, and Lindsay Wisdom on an inbounds play with 4 seconds left to go in that second quarter, able to put one in off the glass to give Holton their biggest lead of the night at 15 points. Holton made 2 of 4 free throws. Atchison was 3 of 4. Wildcats, though, at 3 threes, and Atchison only made one. Here's the big statistical difference, and that's turnovers. Atchison had 15 first-half turnovers. Holton only had 4. Atchison had 4 girls score, led by Katie Harris. No surprise, she has 7, but 3 free throws. Only 2 made shots for Katie Harris from the field. 3 points on a tray by Presley Simpson. That was banked in on the only Atchison triple. And Ziamara Herring and Kinley Liggett each have 2 points as well for the Lady Red here at the break. But, boy, 15 turnovers, that's where it starts for Atchison. If they want to have a chance to get back in this game and make it competitive, they got to find a way to take better care.
Well, and Holton's defense just keeps pushing farther and farther away from the rim when they start in their offense. And the thing about it is, the only time Atchison is scoring is scramble plays. Got a couple, threw a couple up. They had one nice move down the lane, but since that point in time, Holt wins zone, took that away. And, boy, they have not let Katie Harris touch the basketball in the paint. They throw a couple through lobs, and all those lobs turn into turnovers, and Holt going the other way and scoring at will.
Wildcats leading it here at halftime, 29-14 is, again, our score. We'll take a timeout and return to wrap up our halftime show. It's presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16 and home of the 110% price match guarantee. Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Holton up 15. We'll move to the third quarter after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking and Kay Onler at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Gary Schlegel and Jacob Yinks at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group members, providing the help you need when you need it.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In sports, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. It's really the same thing with finances. Earning money allows you to score, but saving money helps you stay in the game. For a reliable teammate, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The pandemic has left everyone with a long list of things to catch up on. Time with friends, travel, and visits with loved ones. At Community Healthcare System, we know you need to catch up on care too. Care for yourself and your family by scheduling the wellness visit, cancer screening, or the important test you missed last year. Catch up on care at Community Healthcare System to make sure you stay healthy in 2021. Visit online at chcsks.org to find out more information. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
How is Jeannie Vincent's experience at Holt House Auto House?
I had a very pleasant buying experience with them. I dealt with Joe, and any questions I had, he answered me. He talked to me rather than through above me, around me, or I thought that was very respectful of him. I had a very pleasant experience. They gave me much more respect than a certain dealership that I dealt with in Topeka in the past.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
See them online too at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com.
KNZA.
Welcome back to studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Plouffe, the coach John Holliday with you. It's getting set for the third quarter. Holton girls leading 29-14 here in Atchison at the break. Again, the winner of this game plays in the sub-state finals Saturday at 3 o'clock. That'll be against either Topeka Hayden or Wamego. The boys' sub-state championship already set in this bracket, as that will be Holton at Wamego coming up on Friday evening, the game that we will have broadcast on the Holton channel. There is a ton of games coming up the next few nights. You can go to our website, mscsports.net, and see our plans for games that will be broadcasting from different sub-states. A full slate of action tomorrow night and Friday night and Saturday as well. Holton and the Road Blues will come out here and have the basketball and move right to left on your radio dial now for the remainder of the night. Reset of the lineups presented by Holt House Auto House in Fairview, online at holthouseautohouse.com. Macy Patch, Brooke Llewellyn, Sadie Tanking, Paige Paxton, and Emma Barnett.
Looks like Atchison came out boxing one.
On Tanking is Herring, Simpson, Harris, Smith. Is a baseline drive by Barnett, and she scores.
Boy, that'll stop in a hurry.
Also Liggett, those are the five out there for the Atchison Lady Red. Can Liggett on the right wing. It's a 31-14 now lead for Holton. Pass to the low block. Smith struggled to reel it in, but Herring keeps it alive, and now it's touched out of bounds by Macy Patch.
So Macy's getting all those deflections. None of them go in the stat column, except for the deflection column, but that doesn't get in the paper. But coaches love those, all those defensive touches.
There's a touch by Llewellyn out of play, so Atchison will again have to inbound on the far side. The home team and wide, Atchison again only got 14 regular season games in. They did go 7-2 in the Kansas City Atchison League this year. Holton went 5-9 in the ultra tough Big Seven. Here's a missed shot, but a rebound by Harris. That's no good. Fight for it. Smith, and Atchison comes up with it a third time. Liggett on the run. A floater, good. And Liggett scores, as Atchison that time got a few opportunities on the possession.
Yes, they did. And Holton played great defense. They just scramble play. And they got it in the hands and got a shot off.
Paxton fakes. Barnett will shoot. Left side. That's high off the rim. No. And a good decision by Tanky not to go over the back as the Redmen have secured the rebound. 6:50 to go here in the third quarter.
Holton starts man. Same way they started the ball games. They put pressure on them and switch back to zone. I'm sure we'll see just a little bit.
Harris tried to take Patch off the dribble and a foul after she had gotten by Macy Patch. And that is her second. So something we didn't talk about at the break is a bit of foul trouble. Holton now has Patch joining Barnett and Bond with two personals apiece, but nobody in this game has three fouls yet.
Macy's done a nice job. A lot of deflection, but gives up a shot there, and she hits it. Boy, that's a... You let her get set. She's a great shooter.
Yeah, clean look there on the inbounds play, and Katie Harris knocks it down. She's got 9 of the 18, so half Atchison points here tonight. Pass down low to Tanky. That's deflected by Harris and into the hands of Smith. Turnover number 4 on Holton. Only one of those in the second quarter tonight.
Well, here's Ashton's chance. If they want to get back in the ball game, these next two possessions, offensive and defensive, are huge.
Liggett goes baseline but couldn't finish. Harris comes flying in to get the rebound and a foul called, and I think it's against Holton. As Atchison's now got a few offensive rebounds here, and this foul on Emma Barnett going to be her third. Team foul number 2 already on the Cats, less than 2 minutes into this third quarter. Harris to the line where she's made 3 of 4. Averaging 19 points tonight. Here's something for you, Coach. As the free throw curls in, it's good to give her 10. In a game this year against Kansas City Schlegel, it was in January, Katie Harris had 45 points.
Wow.
And 25 rebounds in one game. Atchison won that one, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's impressive. I don't care who you're playing.
Katie Harris makes another free throw. She's now got 11, and Atchison on a little bit of a 6-2 run here to begin this third quarter now.
Well, they started the game that way. They started, straight in baskets, and then it wasn't too long. Holton settled in and made some great things happen.
Tanking to Bond on the baseline, an air ball 3. And I think if Sadie would have turned and faced the basket, she would have realized she was pretty open there when she caught that one in the paint. Holton will look to get her going again after a 17-point first half.
Making the inbound on the baseline. Finds Patch coming to the bucket and a foul on Atchison. First time here in this second half. Block foul called, and this, they say, Patch in the act of shooting. The foul's on Katie Harris. That is her second. So Harris gets two, and Patch going to get two freebies. Patch 48% shooting free throws this year. First two is true, nothing but net.
Maybe she's a better shooter than that. I don't know, I'm not sure what she's done this year, if she's done anything different, but she's usually pretty money at the free throw line.
Second one is good. Patch really the only returning varsity player besides Sadie tanking for the Holton girls coming into this year. They went 12-10 last season. Dribble all the way to the bucket and a missed layup there by Simpson. Well, that's a great look. Holton slow getting there, helped defensively. But now the Cats on the other end. It's Bond outside. Allen, high post Wisdom. Bond baseline. Nice fake by Harris. Shot up. Missed too hard off the window. Rebound tanking. And Sadie is fouled. She was in great position there to secure that board, and now will try to add to Holton's 13-point advantage.
You know, we talk a lot with Jake about the boys getting paint touches. Boy, that's a perfect example. Holton comes down in transition, kicked the ball ahead. Ball went inside out. Had a pretty good look. Sadie gets the rebound, misses the front end of the free throw, but she's still there shooting the second one.
Four-year varsity performer, Sadie tanking, hits the second. She's got an 18-point sub-state night, and it's 34-20. Holton leading with 5:20 left here in the third quarter. Team fouls now even at two. Simpson picked it up, and it's stolen away on the pass. Patch with the steal up left side. Fake. Easy layup for Macy Patch. More points off turnovers. That's happened a few times tonight. And there's a timeout called by Coach Clarity and the Lady Red. Well, they had that 6-2 run coming out of the locker room, but now Holton has answered with five straight themselves. And we'll take the timeout with the Cats leading by 16. 5:08 remaining, third quarter. Timeout from Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting. The perfect timeout snack online at popcorngifts.net.
Because there was value investing in our community for generations to come, Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate was started by my dad, Dale Kellerman, in the 1960s.
Watching our community evolve over time has given us cause to reminisce about the good old days. But then we see all the new energy that is pouring into our county and the Holton Town Square.
At Kellerman, we reinvest our dollars and energies back into the community, organizations, and events.
Building your future on our past at Kellerman Real Estate
and Kellerman Insurance is something that we are proud of.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Dustin Fluke alongside the coach, John Holliday, also Michael Kimberlin and Don McDaniel on the camera for the Holton Channel tonight. And we have a foul that will result in a couple of free throws. Atchison has used three of their timeouts now in this game. And it's Maria Herring that will head to the line here after Holton's second personal foul on Lindsay Wisdom. Foul number three on the Cats. 4:54 to go in the third quarter. Herring eyes it, tries it, and buys it. She's got 3 points. Atchison has now made 6 of 7 free throws in this game. Chance to score with the clock stopped. Good recipe as they trail by double digits and have since halftime. This free throw good. Holton can't relax too much here, but up by 14.
No, they can't, but the one thing Holton showed was a sign of a veteran team. They're starting to relax. They're starting to play good basketball. Macy gets a wide-open look, misses it. But, they didn't rattle. You know, when they had Atchison had a 6-2 run, you never saw Holton get nervous or uptight or anything. They just keep battling.
Have a missed shot here. It's Presley Simpson into the lane, a bit out of control, threw it off the glass too strong, and the foul is against Atchison going for the rebound. It's against Smith, her first personal, team foul number three. And Holton will have it with 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 36-22. Holton took a 3-point lead at the end of the first quarter and has not looked back. A 17-5 second frame led by Sadie tanking with 11 points. Now down low to Wilson, who banks it in on the right block. Lindsay's got her second field goal.
A great high-low look, caught Sadie flashing the high post. Sadie just turns, finds the open man. Makes for an easy bucket for Miss Wisdom.
38-22. Cats. Liggett, the high post. Fakes. Trying to get by tanking. Tried to hand it off, but threw it away. And Atchison's actually done a better job taking care of it. I think that's about their first turnover here this second half. But still too many. 16 for the night. Wisdom in the lane. To the right elbow. Shot by Patch. Short off the front of the rim. Tipped and now tanking. Another rebound and stick back. Sadie Tanking has 20 points on the night. Right place, right time. Yeah, she can finish.
Absolutely. She's always had a knack rebounding-wise, knowing where the ball's going to be. Gets a lot of second-chance points that way.
Simpson, a long two-point shot. Hit that one with confidence. Her second field goal. Here's Bond getting it, going to the basket. Cut off by Harris, but then stepped right around Harris, and Bond able to finish. First points for Stacy and the sixth different Wildcat to score.
Yeah, that was great footwork with the step through, and here we go. We got turnover. Macy Patch gets a steal, and MRI is running, looking for an easy bucket.
Two on two, pass to Wisdom, but a collision first and a foul as Simpson took the brunt of the contact in an attempt to draw a charge. But she will be whistled for the foul. It's team foul number four on Atchison, who brings Boldridge and Maybrier back into the lineup. Olsen inbounds underneath their own basket. Llewellyn, Bond, Tanking, Wisdom, and Patch out there for Coach Heisler. Wisdom, high post, nice dribble. The shot over Harris is up and in. Wisdom now has a half dozen. Olsen scoring at Willis.
They are, and they start attacking the high post, and that's probably something that was talked about at halftime. But boy, when that happens, and you get the basketball there, you can score from there and find easy shots, you'll decimate a zone.
Herring in the far corner, a three-pointer that missed everything. Wisdom has the rebound, and Tanking wants to run. Right to left come the Cats, who lead by 20 now in this game. Sadie left alone, so she'll turn and shoot a three, and you can't forget about Sadie.
Well, they just walked away from her, and it was an easy bucket. She just had time to set her feet because she was looking to pass. She forgot all about shooting the basketball for a little bit.
Four triples tonight for Sadie, and now another steal by Holton. Wisdom takes this one away. Atchison, three straight turnovers. The pass goes ahead to Llewellyn for the layup, and one. Count it. Llewellyn and the Cats have a chance to hit 50 here with 2:06 to go in this third quarter.
The blood's in the water, and the sharks are swimming. So right now, Atchison's looking for a way turn in their uniforms because it's body language is really not high. They're not having any fun. We are.
You bet. Free throw, Llewellyn missed, but a rebound by Patch, and she's fouled, and Macy going to get two free throws off the one miss by Llewellyn. But yeah, Holton winning the battle of the boards. I mean, getting a bunch of steals and takeaways. They're able to score and get about any shot they want, it seems like, right now on the offensive end, and perhaps on their way to their best offensive output of the year. This free throw by Patch is no good.
No, there's no question. We talked about that earlier. You know, Holton struggled scoring the basketball early in the season. Last few games, they've been in the 40s, and tonight they hit 50 as well.
Second free throw good for Macy Patch. Gives her 7 points, and it's 50-24. Six fouls, by the way, against Atchison in this second half. And another Holton steal. Patch is the only one in the entire half court. And nobody for Atchison. They got three players that just couldn't watch at the defensive end. And now another timeout by Coach Clarity as things continue to unravel. And Holton 2 points from putting a running clock on here in the fourth quarter of Substate.
That's too little too late for Atchison. He just wants to get his kids to playing hard and finish the season on a positive if he can.
Patch has exploded with 7 of her 9 here in the third quarter. We'll take a timeout, 1:48 to go on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Our score, Holton Girls 52, Atchison 24.
Trust. Since the 1950s, your family has trusted their family for all your vehicle's needs. From engine oil changes to engine replacements and everything in between, Ireland Custom Exhaust is where you should be. Trust the ASE certified technicians for more than just your daily driver. Now, Ireland Custom Exhaust can fix and install wiring for your stock trailer and also trailer brake repair. Trust Ireland Custom Exhaust. It's their family helping yours. Located south of Holton on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
This one means a little bit more than the season opener the last couple of years, but Holton trying to beat Atchison for the third straight year. They won 48-13 last season, and 2 years ago posted a 46-20 victory over Atchison, so they've had their number, had to have some confidence coming in, and certainly playing with that confidence here tonight.
They are, and if you're Coach Heisler, I'm sure telling his kids, let's play hard. You know, let's. You don't talk about getting to 30 points, but we want them playing hard, and Emma Barnett does just that, gets a stop, and going the other direction. All blue right now.
Great defense by Barnett to force the 20th Atchison turnover. Now Barnett shot at the foul line. Good. Rewarded for the defense with some offense. Emma B has six.
Boy, and she has been a steady, steady player all year for Holton. Just does everything well, does little things well, and creates herself some opportunities just like that one to get open looks.
Wildcats now leading by 30. Here's the pass down low, but too far underneath the rim. Smith misses, does get fouled, as Holton kind of got there late with the push as the shot had missed. And this foul is against Emma Barnett. That's going to be her fourth. 63 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Holton girls now up by 30. Smith first free throw of the night. No points yet in this game, and the free throw's rolling off to the left side. In comes Taylor Moore, first appearance, I believe, for Taylor, a 5'10 junior tonight, and also Amariah Allen into the contest. Coach Heisler going a little deeper down the bench at some point here. You're kind of thinking about giving the girls a little rest, certainly keeping everybody healthy, and now a rest of, 3 days when they'll play again on Saturday. Smith makes the second free throw. So the lead is 29. Thinking up top to Allen, near side Paxton back in there. Page drives, pass through the lane. A bit too tough for Patch to handle. Holton with their sixth turnover. Patch says, my bad. Here's a nice bounce pass, but the layup missed by Smith. Ball batted around. A pinball finally controlled by Tanking with 40 seconds left here in the quarter. Sadie has added six more to her total and now shoots again. This one off the back lip. Rebound touched by Atchison. It'll stay with the Wildcats, who lead by 29. 31 seconds left here in the third. Thinking will trigger it in right in front of Bond on her Holton bench. Allen dribbles to the right, a reach in foul on Kinley Liggett. And that's going to put Holton into the 1-1 bonus. Team foul number 7. Allen will have a chance to score for the Cats. Already 7 players for Holton have. Allen looking for her first point here to win the line. Run in 1-1. Bends the knee, splits the wrist, and missed it short. Rebound control by Atchison.
You know, Amariah's kid, it's just her confidence is booming too. I mean, just handled the basketball. She took the ball, and here we go. Paige Paxton with a steal and stops and misses.
Pretty good look. Now battling for the board, but they'll call a foul on her after Harris had secured the rebound. Only team foul number 5 on Holton. Atchison with 21 turnovers. Here are the story of this game. Atchison only played one game, Coach, in the month of December. They were 0-1, so he told you they only got 14 in for the whole regular season. It was a slow, slow start. Really haven't recovered. Here's another deflection by Holton. Tanking has the ball, and that'll end the third quarter. 54-25. Holton pouring it on here at Atchison High. A 1 minute timeout with one quarter to go here on Kansaland Radio. Live online at MSCSports.net and your local sports authority, 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
It's time to reevaluate your rock driveway with some fresh gravel from John's Repair. Call him at 969-6400 to reach John McManigle, your local handyman, who helps you get your driveway back to the shape it was. 785-969-6400.
At Lasting Impressions, we believe that clearance isn't crap. Come take advantage of our 25 and 50% off clearance racks for huge savings on t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more. Visit us at lastingimpressionsofks.com or stop by and see us at 408 Dakota and Holton, where clearance isn't crap.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back as we start the fourth quarter. Justin Fluke and the coach John Holliday back at Atchison. A drive and a shot missed. A rebound, though, and the stick back good. Presley Simpson sticking after it, getting her own miss, and the putback makes it 54-27. Holton is in control. Michael Kimberlin on the Holton channel with Jake Spalding helping out from distance as well. And Don McDaniel tonight running the camera. Here's an off-balance shot in the lane, missed by Wisdom, but Taylor Moore battles for it and is fouled on her follow shot. 7:32 remaining here tonight. It's team foul number 8 on Atchison and personal on Smith. Her second.
Good aggressive play by Taylor. Shot went up and she attacked the rim. Got it, had a chance to score. Now she's going to go free throw on the same opportunity.
First one is short. Taylor Moore, the ninth different Lady Wildcat player to see the court here tonight. While Atchison's only brought a couple for limited minutes off the bench. Second free throw, no good for Taylor. Rebound chased down by Tanking, though. Holton will keep it, get it in the paint. Wisdom high-low. Tough catch for Moore, who kicks it out to Tanking. A three in the corner. What
of
a
course.
Night! What a night!
Of course.
Sadie has 26. That is her fifth three-point bucket.
And the scorekeeper's job just got really easy.
57-27, a 30-point lead, a running clock the rest of the night. Simpson leans in, shot missed, but a foul. And we'll get free throws here, but the clock will keep running. And Atchison will head to the line, Presley Simpson. And this is a team, I mean, 8 girls out. 4 of them are freshmen. And, of course, Katie Harris will be back as a senior next year. She's certainly capable of doing some good things.
I'd be curious to see how they practiced. I mean, a lot of 4-on-4. We used to do a lot of 4-on-4 stuff just to open up the floor and make kids handle basketball. But, boy, at some point in time, you got to get some 5-on-5 looks if they can scrimmage the freshman boys or something along those lines.
First free throw missed. Here's the second by Simpson. Sends it, dribbles, shoots, bullseye. 8 for Presley Simpson is just a freshman. But the clock continues to roll, and Holton will look to take care of it and probably empty the bench as Coach Kurt Heisler looks at his next substitutions here. Moore in the paint. Kick out Allen. Quick ball movement around the perimeter. Tanky now inside. Wisdom took a little bunny hop there when she caught that one. But with 7 turnovers tonight, I'm pretty sure that's a number Coach Heisler can live with.
I think you can live with that. And that was great offense. You know, the ball went inside out. Had the X moving with the post-to-post action. Finally got the ball to high post. Lindsay just a little too excited.
Holton about to clear their bench here in a moment. At the next dead ball, Liggett's pass over to Herring. Can't get a look. Now it goes from Boldridge, near side. Simpson crosses over and a block foul against the Cats. And that's team foul number 7 on Holton. So we'll get another 1-1 here for Atchison. Give you a little question, Coach. You've seen almost all of them this year. What was Holton's highest scoring game of the season?
This one.
Not quite yet. But it probably will end up being. By the end of the night, your answer will be correct. Here's the 1-1 from Simpson. I'd kind of forgotten about it until looking. She hits the 1-1. You got to go back to the first game of the year.
Oh, against Burlington.
Yeah,
and I was there for that one.
Where it was 58-31. Holton girls came out really well the first night on the road. Simpson again and got them both this time. She now is in double digits, joining Harris. But Atchison down 27. We've got just 4.5 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah, you just want kids to play solid, play great defense. Like I said, the bench is going to empty pretty quick, and Sadie hits another 3, and you got a timeout coming from Coach Heisler. Going to go full.
Substitution timeout. The lead again 30. How about Sadie Tanking with 29 points tonight in this game? We'll take a timeout, maybe our last one tonight, before the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Holton girls rolling up 30 in Atchison here on KNZA.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Justin Fluke, John Holliday back with you on the Holton Channel production truck tonight. It's Michael Kimberlin, and on the camera is Don McDaniel. Got a running clock for the final quarter here. Now just 4:22 remaining. Sadie Tanking done for the night.
No, she's still playing.
Oh, she isn't there? Oh, yes, she is. They had a few more substitutions. 29 points for Sadie, who has a chance at a career-high offensive output here tonight on the road in sub-state. It's Barnett. Patch. Here's a steal by Bond. Llewellyn and Tanking, the five out there for the Lady Cats in the final 4 minutes. Atchison with 23 turnovers now in this game. Bond to Tanking. He's at 6-3. There's Patch on the baseline, and it's no good. Rebound ripped away from Barnett as Boldridge had it, but lost it, trying to save it into Harris, but out of bounds they roll. Now Tanking comes out to a big round of applause as Grace Etzel, a sophomore, becomes the 10th different Wildcat to see the courts here tonight. Thought maybe when Heisler called the timeout, he was doing it just to substitute Sadie out of there.
I did, too. I thought once she hit that shot, the timeout was coming, and I thought that's exactly what was going to happen.
And here's a traveling on Holton for their eighth turnover of the night. So I have on my notes, I guess I've had this on here for quite a while, Coach, but 28 years as the Holton head coach and 487 wins. Did you notice that little mark there on my stat score sheet tonight? Is that correct?
Well, 28's right. I don't know about the wins.
You lost track about 400?
I could tell you about how many losses I had. The losses. I think that's right.
Yeah.
I'd have to go back and look, to be honest with you.
I can't believe you stopped 13 shy of 500. I'm kind of
disappointed. I'll tell you what, I'm an old man.
Well, Atchison loses the basketball here again, and Holton has it leading 60-30, 2.5 minutes remaining. Here's Barnett out on the wing to Etzel, and now a long shot by Delaney New just checked in. Holton has cleared the bench officially now. Also, all 12 girls suited up in the game here tonight. Good hustle by Bond in the Cats defense. Moore comes in for Barnett, and Atchison now clears their bench as well.
Now, that 500 mark never drove me, but, you know, it was a great run. It was a lot of fun, and that's not why I coached, and it was time to get out, and I've been thoroughly enjoyed doing this. Keeps you in the game, keeps you talking about it, still see some officials and coaches. But great run for great kids. Yeah.
Long shot, no good. Holton with the rebound, and another foul, which will take us down in the final seconds of this game as we walk to another 1-1 free throw at the other end here for the Lady Cats. It'll be Bond shooting the 1-1.
Oh, we'll have to go back and count that one as well. We had, seven straight at one time.
Kurt Heisler, 16 years as your assistant, along with Coach Teganoff. How do you keep up with him? I mean, need him to come tell some stories on these broadcasts, right?
We don't want him to get a microphone. He's listening now tonight. We've talked every day this week.
Yeah.
And you see him quite a bit.
Both free throws good there for Stacey Bond. She has 4 points tonight. We're under 50 seconds remaining. Well, the Holton Channel looks like we'll get at least two more broadcasts this season. Friday for the boys and then Saturday for the girls at 3 o'clock. See if they play Hayden or Wamego. But that's pretty impressive. I know Jake Spalding certainly happy about that. A couple more opportunities for him. You guys have had a lot of fun this year. And, man, the Holton Channel in 8 years, and Spalding was kind of the first to to take it on for us and get it going for us from the radio station side, and come a long ways in 8 years. You guys have had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have had a lot of fun. I don't know why it took you so long to get rid of him. I got rid of him in 2 years.
Really?
You had him for six. You can't get rid of him. So.
Final 10 seconds here. Holton, a big, big win tonight on the road. As this shot no good by Atchison, and your final score tonight is Holton 62, indeed a new season high, and Atchison scores 30 here in the loss. Holton gets win number 10 and advances to play in the sub-state championship on Saturday. We'll take a timeout, post-game, player to bank on, final stats. It's all coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers, and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors, it just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies are just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. Every day, banks touch every corner of our lives. They support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Goals like going to college, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, or having a baby. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Citizens State Bank is here for all your life's milestones. Call or come see us today. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Welcome back one final time as we wrap up.
Success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
For award-winning service, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, your local Shelter agents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
You heard? Family Practice Associates is now named Holton Family Medicine, Hoyt Family Medicine, and Wetmore Family Medicine. While it's a new name, we are still dedicated to providing quality care to our friends and neighbors. We are still personally invested in your communities. serving you through compassion and knowledgeable health care. We are still here to show you the difference between treatment and care. Count on Holton, Hoyt, Wetmore, Family Medicine to provide personalized care with Hometown Heart. Quality care, close to home.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
103.9 FM, KNZA. This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence.